Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Entercom Radio's Eye on Houston. I'm Mike Meltzer. You can hear me every morning on Sports Radio 610, joined by my co-host Seth Payne and Paul Gallant. Right now, I have the pleasure of welcoming into our studio from the Special Olympics of Texas, Roger Browning, who is the Director of Development, and also Aaron Keith, who is the Associate Executive Director of the Special Olympics Texas as well. So Roger, Aaron, good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And I'll be emceeing an event coming up here pretty shortly, which we'll get into here in a few minutes. But I kind of want to start with just the general history of the Special Olympics in Texas. Obviously, people are aware of the Special Olympics and what's been happening over the last few decades. But the history of the organization kind of in the state of Texas and what you guys are up to right now.
Of course. So Special Olympics Texas has been around. We are celebrating our 50th anniversary this year. Very proud of the growth that we've shown in the last 50 years. But we are really moving forward in our next 50 years and what we are monitoring as the inclusion revolution to really highlight our athletes and unify schools, unify communities, and bring our athletes here to the general public and make sure that we highlight their abilities with the rest of the world.
Now, when you guys say inclusion revolution, what exactly does that mean?
So the inclusion revolution is really bringing forward our athletes. We do that through sports programming called Unified Sports, which allows athletes with intellectual disabilities to participate alongside individuals without disabilities on the same playing field, show that they are more similar than we think, and really help to bring together those lifelong bonds that we know sports does. The vehicle is sports. The goal is social change and bringing our athletes more to the forefront of the communities.
And what's kind of the scope of how many people you guys have involved in the Special Olympics in Texas right now?
Right now, we service about 58,000 Special Olympics athletes or people with intellectual disabilities. And that's grown from about 350 when we started 50
wow.
years ago. So, you know, it's really a broad program. There's many more people out there we want to reach that just haven't been able to get involved. And as Aaron mentioned, the inclusion revolution isn't just about sports anymore. We started as a sports organization, has done a great job of unifying people and bringing people together. But now we're into, you know, acting and music and you know, dance and other kinds of, you know, arts and other kinds of cultural opportunities that people can get involved in a unified manner that brings everybody into the picture, not just athletes.
And I know you guys have, I'm sure, a lot of programs year-round with the Special Olympics of Texas. Can you kind of give our audience sort of the highlights of what you guys have from a program standpoint year-round?
Yeah, so we offer 22 sports, and that ranges from everything from your mainstream sports of basketball and softball to bocce ball, which is lawn bowling, and cheerleading. We just finished up a regional table tennis competition out in Baytown that hosted about 70 athletes with intellectual disabilities and about 20 unified partners, where they got to play ping pong together. So Special Olympics runs the gambit. We start in the schools with our young athletes program, which is more of a motor skills development program. And those are for our students with intellectual disabilities that are just learning how to throw a ball or balance on a balance beam, to moving all the way into Unified Champion Schools, which actually starts building those bonds with those students and takes that you know, that relationship off the field.
One of the things that you guys mentioned to me before our interview, as I'm joined, Mike Meltzer, by Roger Browning and Aaron Keith from the Special Olympics of Texas, and they'll be having an event coming up here pretty shortly, which we'll be discussing, is you guys are interested in creating social change. What exactly, how are you planning to do that, and what's kind of the goal in that area?
Right, so social change, like I kind of mentioned before, is really building those bonds with those friendships with athletes off the field. So we want, you know, teammates to go to the movies together on a Friday night, as opposed to just seeing each other for practice every Wednesday. You know, stuff that as our athletes graduate school and graduate college, their friends or their unified partners, when they're becoming those business CEOs, are really looking to hire people. They're thinking of that unified partner that they knew in school or in college as a potential hire. Moving past that stigma that the athletes can't participate fully in the society like you and I can. And that's something that we are really focusing on here in Special Olympics Texas.
And you guys have mentioned a few times here so far the Unified Champion Schools. Can you kind of let us know exactly what that is and the impact? Because just looking at the stats, it seems like it has had a really big impact in those schools, especially on bullying and teasing, which is obviously a big issue these days.
Absolutely. So basically a Unified Champion School is a school that we have gone into, had conversations with the principal, you know, to a lot of degree, the actual superintendents of the school district, to kind of start getting the ball rolling. And then as we move into the individual schools, it's all about giving them a curriculum and the tools, a toolkit that helps them put these kids, the intellectual disability kids, in with the general education kids, and helps them actually start building those bonds. So it provides them the curriculums and the activities that makes it easier for them to do something they've never really done before. In the past, you know, as we were growing up, special education was always sort of this separate wing of a school.
And I remember.
So Unified Champion Schools is all about bringing everybody together and teaching them in a way that they can all get along, get together. And you mentioned the bullying aspect. You know, 1 in 3 people report that they get bullied throughout, you know, usually between middle school and into high school. And a special needs person is like, you know, 3 to 4 times more likely to be bullied as well. So we believe that we can stop this bullying and at least curtail it by letting special needs people be able to be a part of the rest of the classroom and the rest of the general population. And it starts in school. That's where we believe it starts. And as they develop those relationships, you know, in the school, then as they move outside the school, then we start seeing a lot better treatment of the special needs people.
It's Entercom Radio's Eye on Houston. I'm Mike Meltzer. You can listen to me with Seth Payne and Paul Gallants every Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 610. I'm joined in studio by Roger Browning and Aaron Keith. They are from the Special Olympics of Texas. Now, if we have people listening right now who may want, who basically may think, okay, I know someone who needs help or wants to get involved, whether it's a family or friend or whatever, how do they contact you guys to try to make that happen?
So they can contact us at our website, sotx.org. There's a contacts tab in the upper right corner. And that's where you can go and see all of our area offices and regional offices, which will connect you with your local SOTX staff. And they will then, in turn, either work with you to work to set up meetings with your local schools, school districts, or ISDs, or if you're an adult, be able to pair you with a local community-based team. So there are plenty of ways to contact us, but definitely go to our website. It has a list of all of our programs that we offer and definitely all of the contact information.
So SOTX.org is the website. I kind of want to ask you guys on a personal level, because I think what you guys are doing is awesome, just how being involved with the Special Olympics Texas has kind of changed your lives and how the impact it's made up for you guys.
I'll tell you personally, I grew up with a family with nobody with intellectual disabilities in it. Grew up, as I'm sure most of the listeners here, with a love of sports and what sports has taught me through camaraderie, friendship, teamwork. Stumbled upon Special Olympics when I was in college at Texas A&M, where we do our big fall classic. Volunteered for them, which turned into a full-time job. And getting to interact with the athletes and the families on a daily basis is one of the true blessings of my life. When you finish a competition and you see the joy on an athlete's face as they cross that finish line, or you're at a MATP event where students are primarily in wheelchairs and you have parents crying saying that they were told their student could never do anything. And now you see them pushing a switch to shoot a basketball, or being a human bowling ball, and their unified partners are pushing them down a runway. The joy on the families, the volunteers, the athletes' faces, that's what really makes this organization special. And that's stuff that when you come out to an event, I promise you it'll change your life.
Roger, how about you?
Yeah, well, my experience is similar, but completely different. I also grew up with a love of sports. You know, played a lot of sports as a kid and into college. But then I got into the corporate world. So I spent about 30 years in the corporate environment, where every day is, you know, a grind to mm-hmm. you know, hit numbers and things like that. I finally got very tired of doing that, sort of what we call burnout. And started looking for something that I felt like would be more worthwhile, and wanted to get into some nonprofits, and, you know, just found Special Olympics and was hired to come on last year. And so the impact it's had on my life is very similar to what Aaron mentioned, is that it is it's just unbelievable to see what these athletes can do. And to see the joy on their faces, their families, the volunteers that are there. We have corporate volunteers that come out who have never done this before, and they're there measuring, you know, a long jump or something like that. And to see that, how the effort that these athletes put into it, and then the joy that's on their faces afterwards, and when they receive a medal, it's just unbelievable how it makes you feel. So it's a great way to wake up in the morning knowing that you're helping these guys accomplish what they're trying to do.
Yep, that's awesome. The Houston Dynamo Unified Team. I know that's something that you guys wanted to bring up. So can you tell the audience what that's all about?
Yeah, so Special Olympics has had a great standing partnership with the MLS.
Yep.
The MLS has come on board and fully supports Special Olympics. And locally here, we have had the pleasure over the past 3 years, we're now in our fourth season, of working with the Houston Dynamo. The Houston Dynamo fully support a Special Olympics Houston Dynamo unified team, where we send athletes of high soccer ability to partner with either athletes from their academy or community athletes. And they participate as a full functioning arm of the Houston Dynamo. They get to, we host tryouts. They have a team selection. They do a signing day where they sign a contract with the Houston Dynamo to participate for a year. They do a media day with press interviews, just like a normal signed player would. And then they get to train and participate alongside the first team. So this year we've gone from one game 3 years ago to now we are up to four this year.
Wow.
We get to travel with the first team out to the LA Galaxy and play on the field after the LA Galaxy first team plays. Our two teams will have a match, an exchange match. We will host the Chicago Fire. We will travel up to FC Dallas. And we are looking at traveling to the Philadelphia Union. So our athletes have gotten some great opportunities through this program. Last year, we did Sporting KC home and away. We've traveled to Minnesota to play the Minnesota United. So this program shows how much buy-in Unified Sports is getting from major sports organizations, and it's a partnership that we're blessed to have with.
We're joined, Ion Houston, with Roger Browning, Aaron Keith there from the Special Olympics of Texas, and you guys have an event coming up. It is, first of all, Sunday, March 10th, with the celebrity pairing dinner and auction at the Wyndham Houston West Energy Corridor. I'll be the MC of this, which I look forward to. I'm not going to lie, I've MC'd like one or two things, so I'm slightly nervous, but I'm sure it'll be great. So what can you tell, and obviously there's the golf tournaments as well, and with the dinner, Bruce Matthews will be there, Mike Munchak, and the Texans offensive line coach Mike Devlin will be there as well. What can people expect from the dinner, and how can they get involved?
Well, first of all, thank you for emceeing this for us. We really appreciate it. And I think you're going to get a big joy out of it as well. We'll have some of our athletes there. So
excellent.
It won't just be Bruce Matthews. we'll have some Special Olympics athletes, and you'll get to see how they are in those types of environments. But, this will be our 14th year for doing this tournament, and basically it is described the way it does what you described it as, which is we have a dinner and an auction on Sunday night. It'll be at the Wyndham West on the Energy Corridor area, and so what we do is the athletes come in, meaning the celebrity athletes come in, we host a dinner, you'll MC. And then we have an auction where we bid out some very, very nice items sometimes. In fact, Mike Munchak is donating a weekend, two weekends for a Denver Broncos home game.
Wow.
And he did that last year when he was with Pittsburgh. We auctioned it off on the air here, and that's what our plan is as well. So listeners, if you're hearing this, be on the lookout
yes.
for that. So the next day we go out to Kingwood Golf Club, and we have a golf tournament with about 150, 160 people playing. And all the proceeds, of course, goes to Special Olympics.
And with that, if people are listening and they're interested in getting involved in either the dinner, the auction, or the golf tournament, where exactly can they go to find out all the information?
I think the best way to get the information on this would probably be to contact our office directly. You could contact myself, R. Browning, at sotx.org, and we can get you then placed anywhere you need to be. We're looking for corporate sponsorships. We're looking for players. And, any and all people are welcome. We appreciate all the help we can get.
And with that, people can get involved in the dinner and also the golf tournament as well when they contact you guys.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. And I think I have the information here, so I'll give it out as well to enter. Call the Special Olympics 713-290-0049, 713-290-0049. Go online to sotx.org/celebritygolf. Again, that's sotx.org/celebritygolf. And the event I mentioned, it's the 14th annual Coca-Cola Southwest Beverages Celebrity Golf Classic. It is going to be on Monday, March 11th. I'll be emceeing the dinner the night before, as Roger mentioned, at the Wyndham Houston West Energy Corridor. That is Sunday, March 10th. Is there anything else that you guys would like to add that I haven't asked about at this point?
Well, one thing, even though we talked a lot about our programs and the unified movement that we have right now, Some of the things that we do all year long are fundraisers. We can't function without money coming in from the public and private sector. So you can always go to our website and you can see all those different events there. But key to those events is a new event that we just came out with late last year. It's called Breakfast with Champions. And the reason I mention that is because it's very unique in that it is a morning event. It's 1 hour, and you come out to a particular hotel that we've set up, and you have breakfast, but you also get to see and hear our athletes speak, which is kind of rare for a lot of people. They see them playing. They see them, you know, competing. But we have some wonderful athletes that can stand up in front of a crowd, you know, behind a microphone, and they tell their stories. And it's all about telling the story of Special Olympics. And that's a fundraiser. We ask for donations at the end, but those will be coming up as well. We'll have two of those this year, so be on the lookout for that.
So check out SOTX.org. Go ahead, Aaron.
I was just going to touch base with what Roger said. Be prepared when you do come out to these events to be changed. The athletes that tell their stories, they pull at your heartstrings in a good way. So we invite anybody who wants to learn more about Special Olympics definitely to come out to one of these Breakfasts with Champions. It is a great networking opportunity for corporations or business leaders to all get in the same room. And like I said, be prepared to get involved with Special Olympics after you hear the athletes speak.
That sounds tremendous. Roger Browning, Director of Developments, and Aaron Keith. He is the Associate Executive Director for the Special Olympics of Texas. I look forward to emceeing the event on March 10th. Thank you guys for joining me in studio.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
This has been Entercom Radio's Eye on Houston.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.